morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Good. How are you today?
I reported to the Kalamazoo Battle Creek Airport at O Dark 30, along with a group of hardy World War II veterans.
Good morning. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I'm here.
Are you ready for this?
Well, I'll never be ready for anything anymore.
Oh, yes, you will. You'll enjoy today.
Being a 21-year Army veteran myself, I was pleased to see they were greeted by some energetic local service members.
It's an honor. It's truly an honor. This is an incredible event, and it's just unbelievable.
They included Air Force Master Sergeant Carmen LaGuardia from the 110th Attack Wing in Battle Creek.
The adrenaline is just rushing. I met them all last night at the meet and greet, and it's just an incredible bunch of people. They're starting to open up and tell them their stories because of this trip, and it's just unbelievable.
On my way to the gate, I listened to the Kalamazoo Mall City Harmonizer serenade the veterans as they embarked on the 6th Talons Out Honor Flight.
I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
We love doing it, even getting up at the crack of dawn. It's wonderful.
Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Group leader Michael Sobel considered the gig a top priority, despite the early hour.
Once we get here and we see the look on their faces, it's a wonderful feeling. A minor sacrifice, there you go.
How does it feel to be going to D.C. today?
I've been looking forward to it really all my life because I've never been there.
I spoke with Navy veteran Arthur Schwartz before boarding the flight.
I have been in a lot of places. But I haven't been to Washington, D.C., so I'm really looking forward to it.
Each veteran also had a guardian to help them get around.
It's literally just their day, and I just get to tag along and just make their day even better.
Schwartz's guardian for the day was Grand Haven High School junior Jack Costello. He told me he jumped at the chance to talk with someone who's a part of world history.
You really just don't really understand anything until you really hear it from the source. And I mean, it's incredible. Like, it completely changes your perspective of everything.
Once on the ground at Washington National Airport, I saw a group of people about 100 strong crowding the gate to show their support.
Originally from Guam, so there's a lot of World War II history, you know, on my part. So
you've got some history with the military.
Yeah.
Extra special for you today.
Yes, it is.
We're grateful for what they did for us and the time that they spend in their lives, you know, for us, for our freedom and for what that means.
Then we got onto 5 buses waiting outside the airport.
I've been hearing a lot about it over the years and didn't really think that I was going to get a chance to do it, especially free.
On the bus, I caught up with George Davis, a radio operator with the Army Air Corps during World War II, who was anxious to make the trip with his daughter, Kathy Hayden.
This is her first time, yeah. So she's going to enjoy just as much as I.
I've never seen the memorials, the monuments. I want to see the Lincoln Memorial, just everything. Arlington, all my children have been here, and yeah, I haven't.
Left shoulder.
Our first stop, a visit to Arlington National Cemetery to see the changing of the guard at the tomb of the unknown soldier.
March.
Then it was on to the World War II Memorial, where I tagged along with Army veteran Milt Moxon, making the trip with his 2 sons, both Vietnam War veterans.
How does it feel to be here at your memorial right now?
Well, it brings back a lot of memories. I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know what to say.
Moxon, who served in Europe during the Second World War, marveled at how the memorial brought back memories of his days as a foot soldier.
What's going through your mind right now?
The wonder of all the people greeting us and wishing us well just overpowers me.
Moxon's son, Doug, told me he was moved by the attention given to his father.
It's amazing how well they have everything organized and how they treat the veterans and how special they make them feel. So it's just a remarkable day.
While wheelchairs were available, many chose to walk swiftly on their own to the Korean and Vietnam War memorials, giving me a run for my money. After lunch, the bus convoy, which had a police escort for the entire day, also took us to the Military Women's Memorial and Museum, and the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial. The tour wrapped up at the new United States Air Force Memorial on a hill overlooking the Pentagon. Over a barbecue box dinner, I spoke with some of the veterans about the day's events.
I silently cried because I was so moved with the way the people did this and accepted this.
Navy veteran Milton Rackham told me he was lucky to share the day with someone very close to him.
That I have a son that came and brought me here, and to spend time with him, and he's finding some of the things that I did that he never knew.
The sights are wonderful, but probably just seeing the appreciation of the community, both at home and here, and the feeling, the love and reception for my dad and for his service, and has been the best part of my day.
Then it was back to Kalamazoo. There, too, the veterans received a huge welcome from a party of at least 2,000 strong. To date, the Talons Out Honor Flight program has taken more than 400 World War II veterans from southern Michigan to Washington. While no date has been set, the next flight is scheduled for next spring. You'll find more information about the program at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Jerry Malik.